Inner Sanctum Mysteries, brought to you by the American Broadcasting Company. Tonight, Twice Dead, starring Larry Haynes.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you again into the Inner Sanctum. Come here. Come on, Impita. Will you excuse me while I scrape the mud off my hands? Got them dirty in the cemetery, digging up a plot for you. But that's something that we'll all go into sooner or later.
A plot?
Oh, by the way, before we start, I'd like to reassure you. If you suddenly find yourself spinning like a wheel, don't be alarmed. It's because you've got spooks all around you. Oh, and please be considerate, folks. If you find yourself going to pieces, pull yourself together. Remember, I have to sweep up afterwards. On the northern coast of Maine, there's a high point of land. A high point from which there's a sheer drop of several hundred feet to the rock-churned surf below. Centuries of seas have shaped three tall, spire-like rocks into needle-sharp points which look from the sea like the spires of an ancient Gothic cathedral. The cliff is called Cathedral Rock. And here, some weeks ago, David Morgan, grief-tortured, tugged his wife's impaled body off the bloody point of the tallest spire. There are those in the village who say that David Morgan's mind is broken. Because he insists Carol will come back to live with him.
I'll be finished in a moment, sir.
I told Morrison in the village you was carving Carol's tombstone yourself. You left.
Mm-hmm.
He's there, too. And it's Carol Morgan. Wife of David Morgan. Born July 14th, 1912. Died horribly on Cathedral Rock, August 12th, 1950. Still don't see why you put that in.
Why not? She did die horribly, didn't she? Throwing a spike of rock coming out of her back like a speared salmon.
Time you forgot those things, David. Time you forgot other things, too.
What other things?
There's no secret about you thinking Carol's coming back from the dead.
Oh, I don't need it to be a secret. But there are forces all around us, dead and living, that we don't understand, sis. I feel Carol in his wounds. I smell a perfume. I hear a voice in the wound when I'm at a grave on the cliff.
That's only natural, son. You're grieving. A little while,
a little while. Carol will be back. You're going to help me get this stone to a grave. Get a lantern and come on. You hold the lantern close. There. It's a decent enough stone.
Folks in the village have been saying things about you.
Oh, like what?
The man acting like you do is a guilty conscience.
And what do you think, Steph?
Me, I don't believe such things. Any more than I believe the dead can return. Come on back to the house.
No. I want to stay here a while.
Yeah, but you've got
I want to stay here a while.
Sure. Torture yourself like you do. Every night come dark. Go ahead. You'll meet Carol again when I bury you next to her. Up here.
I'll leave you alone. Let me be. Oh, Carol. Carol. Come back. Tell me your forgiveness.
Hello.
What? Carol.
Miss Jack. I can tell I'm sad, too. Can you help me?
You need to come back. Carol, you...
Why are you going to tell me?
Who are you?
I don't know.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for my cat. A black cat with white feet and a white spot under the nose.
Why did you come here?
I don't know. I just got on the bus at Portsmouth, and then I thought of my cat, and I had the bus stop, and I came toward the sea.
You'd better come back to the house with me.
Oh, but I can't.
Now, come along. I can find your cat.
Can you see?
No. There's been no cat around here. Not for several weeks.
Why did you call me? Carol.
I was waiting for someone. Someone named Carol. Want some more coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. I feel better now. You've been very nice. People haven't been nice. They look at me strangely.
Well, look at your clothes. They're torn.
No, it's more than that. I've looked in mirrors. My eyes don't look like other women's eyes look. Will you help me, please? I must be somebody.
Sure. I'll help you. I'll get Doc Suthers up here, and he'll be able to...
It's you. Oh, see, I told you. Come here, baby.
Well, what did you call that cat?
Me, of course. Why? Why are you looking at me like that?
That cat belonged to my wife. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been in this house since the day she died. And the cat's name is Looney.
Then... Well, it must be that I belong in here. This must be my home.
Look, whoever's got hold of you, David. I don't know you anymore. I don't trust you.
Why not? What harm do you think I can do you or want to?
I've known you since you were a boy. Long years. I come back here to stay with you when Carol died to help. To be armed help. You're mad. Because you think I'm careless, come back to you, living in this woman's body.
And who's to say that couldn't happen, you?
I'm a God-fearing man, David. And such a thing would be the devil's work. I'll have none of it.
If Carol can come back to me in any way, that's what I want. Even if she made a pact with the devil himself.
No!
The girl, bring a flashlight. Come on. Open up. It's David Morgan.
It's a chair. The rotten chair by the window.
Harris chair.
What about it?
It rocked. It rocked by itself.
It must have been the wind.
Oh, the window's closed. What was that? All his gone?
It was all I saw. But there was things I felt.
Like what?
The chair stopped rocking. As though someone had gotten up from it and then the floor between the chair and the bed creaked. And a moment later... The bed spring sat beside me as though someone sat there.
But you saw nothing.
I only heard a sigh. A terrible sigh.
Take it in mind. Oh, you had a dream. That's all. Your mind's upset. Tomorrow I'll try to find out who you are. If it's not too late.
Has the morning brought you to your right senses?
Depends on what you call right senses.
I mean about the girl.
Where is she?
I don't know. I haven't seen her this morning.
Where did Carol used to be this time of morning?
Is it after 8? She'd have been in the hothouse looking to her flowers. Why?
Good morning. Oh, look at these wonderful flowers.
Jehoshaphat.
Do you mind that I pick some for the table?
You can pick as many flowers as...
Well, what are you staring at me for?
A dress. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I found it in a closet. Mine was so torn I had to do something. Do you mind?
Oh, no. And your hair is different, too.
I feel better with it up. Does it look right?
Exactly right.
You've finished eating.
Oh, yes. I've got to go. I'm going out for Haddock today.
I won't be seeing you again, then.
Why not?
Because I have to go. I must find out who I am.
I mean to do just that tonight.
But what will I do till then?
Nothing. Just wait. I'm driving Seth to the village. You'll be quiet and alone. Just rest.
But I'm afraid of being alone.
You won't be for long.
Shut up. I said you was mean, didn't I? Oh, who is there?
It's me. Is that you, girl?
You scared me. Who are you?
I guess you're not Carol, are you?
I guess not.
Have you seen her?
No. I understand Carol is dead.
That's what everybody says, but I don't believe it. I come here whenever David leaves, and I look for her.
What was Carol to you, I mean?
My sister.
What makes you think she's still alive? Have you seen her?
No, but David hasn't changed a thing in this house since he hid her. You see? There. And over there. Everything. Just like she left it. Her apron's hanging on the door. You see?
But maybe he was...
Yeah, and I found something in the cellar. Something very important.
What?
A skeleton. And I found a box with lots of money in it. It's fun looking for a girl. Come with me and I'll show you what I found.
No.
You come with me. Don't make me mad. You can help me look for Carol.
I'll upstairs.
No. I want you to come with me in the cellar. You must make me mad. Don't be scared. It's me, Van.
Where is it?
I took you to the cellar. We've got to find Carol. I'm sorry I hit you. You made me mad.
What are you going to do? Why did you take me here? Carol is dead.
No, she ain't. She's here somewhere. Besides, I promised I'd show you the room below the cellar. Well, with the skeleton and the box of money in it. Don't you remember?
Help me.
You see? I've lifted the door. It's heavy. It's stone. But I'm strong.
Is that where it is?
Yeah. I'll hold the lantern over the opening. See? There's a ladder.
That's a box for me. I want to see it.
All right. Wait here and hold the lantern so I can see. Hold the lantern higher. I can't see. Hold the lantern higher. Let me out!
Yeah. What's the matter? What are you crying about?
A man was here.
Who?
Carol's brother.
Ken?
Yes, he was horrible. Why didn't you tell me about him?
It wasn't important.
Well, he isn't. He could have killed me. You told me everything else about Carol. You should have told me that.
Never mind, Van. You just do what I told you. As soon as David gets in that crazy mind of his, that Carol's spirit's coming back in you, he'll have no secrets from you. And we'll know where he keeps that box of money.
I don't want to do it, I'm through.
No, he ain't. They took good care of that. Took the trouble of finding out some things about you in Hollywood.
I don't care what you found out. I don't care if you are my uncle. The money you've been sending me since Mother died was something you promised her you'd do.
Yep. Now you're going to help me get it back. All of it.
And not small for both of us. You want to make a success out there as an actress, don't you? Takes money, don't it?
Lots of it.
Well, David and Carol had over $100,000 put aside in that box of theirs. I guess you'll find it.
My first professional role. An amnesia case. For half what's in a tin box.
It'll be easy. You'll see. You might as well not tell you tonight.
No. I'm through.
What's saving you anyhow?
I don't know. I keep thinking what they do. The Carol's still alive, or whether her ghost's around anyhow.
Oh, bosh. Saw a bear myself and don't believe in ghosts. You've been studying it too much, that's what.
Maybe. Uncle, sir.
What is it?
How long can a man live in a small sealed room without air?
Hello, Seth. Where's the woman?
Upstairs, I reckon, David. How was the fishing?
Bad. Maybe half a ton, mostly scrod. What's the girl been doing?
Just walking around, I guess.
She seemed happy here. Or is she restless? Did she leave to see anybody or such?
Seems happy. Too happy.
What's that?
What's wrong?
Can she hear something pounding like it?
Yes, sir. Kind of do. Miss Ellison,
I'm going down to have a look. Might be a beam slipping.
David!
Oh, hello.
Oh, David, I'm glad you're back. I want to talk to you very seriously, I do.
All right. I think the time's come to talk, if you feel like it.
But not here, please. I want to walk along the bluff.
The last time I walked this way toward the rock was with Carol. She died horribly. Nobody saw us. We were alone. Does that frighten you?
No. I know the story and I feel very sad about it. That's why I wanted to talk to you before it's too late. Before we do anything about finding out who I am, I don't want to go back to another life.
Why not?
I never was so happy to be with anyone as I am here with you, David.
Don't move. Look down there, over the edge. See those stars? The point of one.
Yes. Cathedral Rock, isn't it?
Yes. Carol was standing right where you are, and she fell. It's Carol who told you to get off the bus here, to come looking for a cat. You didn't let you know the cat's name. They just get flowers in the morning like she always did.
No, wait, David.
He's coming back to me. To you.
Wait, David, I want to tell you.
Carol, because I loved her. But I've been afraid. Because I murdered Carol.
You murdered
her? We quarreled. About Steph. She was standing just as you are. Right there.
Oh,
what's the matter?
David, my back. Oh, help me. My back. Something is stabbing me. Stabbing me.
Oh. I'm going down to the village for the doctor, Seth.
Don't want the doctor. Please, feel better.
No, you stay quiet. I'm going. Seth will look after you. I can get the doc faster by going.
All right. You can stop the acting now. What happened?
He was telling me that he murdered Carol. How to paint. A terrible pain in my chest and back. It wasn't acting.
Murdered Carol? That's crazy. He had an argument with her. She got mad and started to run back to the house. Tripped and went over the cliff. Everybody knows that. He feels guilty, that's all.
He didn't see what?
Probably didn't get a chance. Did you find out anything about the box of money?
Yes, I know where it is.
Where?
The box is in the sub-cellar.
Hmm. I thought of that. I'll go down now and... Wait. There's something in the cellar.
that have something to do with the box?
Yes. I had to, Uncle Phil. Then he killed me. I closed the door and I bolted it on him.
You fool.
Well, I had to.
Change of things.
What do you mean?
Didn't mean to do this, but I've got to now.
I'm going with you.
No, Alice. Aim to have all the money. You'll stay.
No.
See to that. Ben? Ben. Dead, all right. There sits the box. $100,000 out there. To pay for 40 years with the Morgans. There isn't $100,000.
Hello, sir. You might as well bring the box up with you. I wanted to get it myself.
Harris, I hit you. You were unconscious.
You killed Dan. You killed my brother as well. Come on up and be careful. I know how to use David's gun.
Harris, I didn't mean to leave you there.
Come up with the box. Or would you rather I kick the door closed on you?
Harris, don't be a fool. Let's get away first. Then I'll explain.
Why do you call me Alice? That's your niece in California. I'm Carol.
Carol's dead. Alice, you're out of your mind. Carol is dead.
Is Carol really dead? Do I look dead? Does this gun look like a ghost was holding?
I can prove it. But we've got to hurry.
Prove I'm dead, how?
Come to the top of the cliffs with me. I'll show you Carol's grave. There. Look. You can see, can't you? There's the grave, weeks old.
It's a trick. He did it to trick me. I am Carol.
Look at the tombstone and read it. Here lies Carol Morgan, wife of David Morgan.
I don't know. Where's David?
He's gone to the village to get a doctor for you.
You're my niece, Alice, and you've got his money box. Now come with me before it's too late.
No, I don't believe it's a trick. David!
Alice, get away from those rocks.
You won't get his box. You won't trick me with lies. David will take care of that when he comes.
Give me that box.
Don't come another step further, I'll kill you for sure.
You wouldn't dare. You know good and well you killed Carol's brother. You won't dare shoot. Give me that box.
There she is, Doc, on the cliff. You see her?
Now, take it easy, son. I'm not a young man. You run on to her. I'll catch her.
All right, but hurry. Carol, get away from there. Carol, get back on the path.
I thought you'd never come. Dad,
never mind that. Get away from the cliff. You're too close to the edge.
Oh, my back. Oh, David, that pain again.
Carol. Doctor, hurry. You're going to faint again.
David.
Carol, look out. You'll fall. Carol, you'll fall off the cliff.
Dead. Carol's dead again. And pierced by the same rock.
It was an accident, son. From what you tell me, she had a seizure. Pleurisy pain. Very painful and contorting.
I said it was the pain of remembering how the rock felt when she fell.
And I wish I knew what happened here with Seth. She must have shot him just before we come.
Oh, I can answer that easy enough. Carol always mistrusted Seth. She knew he was biding his time to steal her money. Probably followed him here with the gun after he took it from her.
Where is the money? In that box?
No. Not in the bank. That's what I don't understand. She must have forgotten about the snatch money.
How do you mean?
You know her brother Van. Kind of simple in the head. She was always playing games with him. He was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, she gave him the box and filled it with paper money so he could hide it around the house and make believe finding buried treasure.
Doesn't that prove the poor girl below couldn't be Carol? She'd have known there was no money in it.
Doesn't prove that bit. I searched the whole house for that box after she fell first time. Never found it. Last I talked with Van, he couldn't find it. Would anybody besides Carol know where it was hid?
Hey, all right, have it your way. I'll leave you be for a spell, and I'll send the sheriff and help from the village. I've been a doctor too long to say what's dead can't live again. One way or another.
Poor David. Imagine a sailing man losing both his first and second mate. Oh, well, so he winds up with a minus two as the net result. You know, one thing about it, when David buries Alice, he'll have less work. Just knock some new chips off the old block. Oh, I got a moral for you folks who like to go sailing. Next time you're on a boat, remember this. Trim the sails and not the sailors. Or you could wind up being the salt of the earth.
Tonight's Inner Sanctum Mystery was written by Fred Matho and starred Larry Haynes in the role of David. Hansie Strickland played Alice, and music was by Lou White. This month's Inner Sanctum Mystery novel is Poor Prisoner's Defense by Richard Sheldon. The entire production of Inner Sanctum is under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Well, friends, it's time again to close that creaking door. Until next week at this same time, when we'll be back with another weird tale. Or next week's scare, Skeleton in the Sun, is the short, frightful tale of a beach bum who tries to convert a hot corpse into cold cash. Well, romance takes a turn for the worse when he loses his mind over a girl who's already lost her. You'll help mourn his passing, won't you? Next Monday. Until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Stay tuned for Henry J. Taylor and his up-to-the-minute commentary on Your Land and Mine. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.